Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugia,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Len Anderson. This week on AK, ski jumping. Anchorage has always been known for its cross-country skiing. Now, a group of volunteers are hoping to revive interest in another snow sport in the city, ski jumping. The 40-meter jump at Hilltop Ski Area had fallen into disrepair over the years, but after a flurry of activity this fall, it's ready for a new generation of jumpers to begin taking flight. APRN's Annie Feit has the story.
You have to be very fit to be a ski jumper.
You must get really in good shape.
Oh, yes. Kids walk up this with their skis and then haul them up to the top of the jump. It's amazing.
We were just climbing to the bottom of the jump. My tour guide, Vivian Murray, describes herself as a jumping mom, but she is clearly much more than that. Although she does talk about the program like a proud parent, bursting with enthusiasm as they describe their kid.
It's going to be off the charts because there's so much potential.
Vivian is helping lead the effort to refurbish the old jumps at Hilltop. There's a 40-meter and a 64-meter, but the smaller jump needed the most attention.
The 40-meter jump was built with untreated wood, so it didn't last very long, and it was becoming
decrepit.
Decrepit.
That's Coach Dan Bevington chiming in. He grew up jumping in Illinois and got involved in the sport again after moving to Alaska. He began coaching when Carl Ide was still the driving force behind ski jumping in Anchorage. The demanding German pastry chef competed in the Olympics in ski jumping in 1936. He's responsible for the Hilltop jumps being built in 1984. And Dan says Ide had no trouble finding jumpers for the program.
When Carl Ide started this program back in the 80s, there was a lot of interest because ski jumping at that time was the extreme sport. There was really nothing like it. And so he would just sit over here and then he would just start picking out kids from the downhill area and say, come on over here, you need to jump.
I had passed away in 2008 at age 99, and the program has suffered since. But things are turning around. This fall, a group of volunteers spent weekends rebuilding the decrepit 40-meter jump with treated wood. On the brilliant sunny day I visited, they were working on constructing a new landing for the jump stairs.
Let's see. What if we did it just like that, then that would be our cut right there. How does that look?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it looks better. Just drag it on.
Back up to here.
So pull it back up a little bit. Oops, sorry.
Flush with the pipe, or do you want
at the last Olympics, the U.S. men's Nordic combined team, that's ski jumping and skate skiing, took home the country's first Olympic medal in the sport. And Vivian says that's helping drive the campaign to reinvigorate the Anchorage program.
There's been this resurgence of energy back into the sport on a national level, and that's created us to, as a community, look at it, because these are things that we can do here. We can't compete with football or all the national pro teams down south, but we can produce skiers here. That is a reality. We're already doing it, and we already have this facility. So all this needs is a little helping hand.
The Hilltop jumps are not Olympic-sized, but they are perfect for helping kids build a foundation in the sport. Last year, 10 signed up for the jumping program. This year, Vivian had to cut registration off at 30. Coach Dan Bevington can't wait to get his new recruits up on the jump. He says even if they can only make it off the 40-meter one time, they will never forget it.
A child learning how to fly, once they get it like this, they're never the same. And they're going to look at every problem that they have in life differently than other people do.
Women's jumping will be an Olympic sport for the first time in 2014. And Dan says that means girls in the program can dream big.
It's this exciting time for women in the sport of ski jumping, with it being the first Olympics coming up. And it's just the sky's the limit.
Alpine and Nordic skiing often end up being exclusive pursuits because the gear is so expensive. But the jumping club has a hut full of new ski gear to loan out to anyone who wants to get involved. There's even a master's program for adults who want to try a new sport. And Vivian recommends another great way to participate, spectating.
When we have people going off the 64-meter jump here, people flood out of the, it doesn't matter how cold it is, they flood out of the Hilltop ski chalet to watch. Because it's crazy. I mean, it's just, it's fun to watch. People flying through the air. It's craziness.
With plenty of snow on the ground in Anchorage, the craziness is about to begin. The first skiers will fly off the rebuilt 40-meter jump early next week. For AK, I'm Annie Feit.